Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Standing on My Soapbox. It is Wednesday, July 6th. I hope you're all tuning in and joining me and calling in on our new show, Standing on My Soapbox. This is a call-in show for you guys just to discuss the week's events. We'll talk about what's happening in the LGBT community, what's happening in the world in general, and it's time for you to call in and talk about what is on your mind. And I play a little bit of Left of Straight Show open because I don't have a new opening for the show yet. So there we go. So I hope you're listening. If you can, please give us a call in. It's 1-347-989-0126. You'll be able to hear the show while you're on the phone, and I will let you know when you're buzzing into the conversation, have you join in the conversation. So hopefully we'll find a lot to talk about today. And it won't be just me talking the entire time, because if it is, it's going to be very easy to use this for bitty by time, and I will bore you to sleep or bore your children to sleep. So we will have the extra benefit of that going on for us. But hey, let's start off with just talking about myself, since I do that so well and I know myself so well. I want to thank everybody. This week we celebrated the second year of the Left of Straight Show, my flagship show on Left of Straight Radio. We did our very first show. We took Monday off for the holiday, and Tuesday was our very first show of the new year. On June 30th of last year, 2015, was my very first Left of Straight Show, my very first foray into podcasting as it is. And I had fantastic guests. Man, I can't start off with a better first line of guests without ever having to do this before, but I had Ben Patrick Johnson from LA. If you don't know Ben, you have heard him a million times maybe and not even known it. Ben is one of the most sought after voiceover actors in the country. He does so many movie trailers, so many commercials, so many things that you may not even recognize his voice. He has a very deep voice, but he can change it up in so many ways that it's really, really cool. And him and his partner were getting married, and so we had him on because it was 4 days after the marriage equality ruling by the Supreme Court last year. And my second guest was part of that Supreme Court ruling. Kelly McCracken and her wife, Kelly Noe, was part of the landmark case to allow same-sex couples to marry. She's from right here in Northeast Ohio. She's a fantastic musician, was in a band that was called the Kellys that played all around Ohio and elsewhere, and just fantastic group. She was one of the lead singers, and so happy to have her on to talk about the case. They were in, obviously, Washington, D.C., in front of the Supreme Court, and it was an amazing first show. So happy anniversary to myself, but mostly happy anniversary to you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in each week. I was looking at the stats the other day because I'm basically a guy that nobody's ever heard of from Northeast Ohio, right? Famous in my own mind, but really am passionate about LGBT issues and passionate about foodies, entertainment, and books, especially entertainment. And it's something that I really wanted to do at the time, because as you know, at the time I was taking care of my father. He was very ill. I had quit my job, moved back home to take care of him. And it was something for me to do to keep myself motivated and happy and up. So it's turned out where I just loved it, even though unfortunately my father did pass away last year. This has been just a blessing to me. It's the first job that I've absolutely loved every second, even though it's not a job yet. It's a lot of fun. And we're going into year two. So year two, we have a lot of exciting stuff happening. We're going to be seeing a lot of new things. Hopefully I'm going to try to do a couple more road trips this year. Last year I did an impromptu road trip where I went to California to bury my dad. But this year they're going to be planned road trips where we're going to meet people in different locations around the country, God willing, and we get the funds to do it, bring the show on the road. We're going to do cocktail last calls a couple nights a week, or a couple of shows a week, where we will have a little bit of a cocktail hour, talk about making different cocktails you can try for your next party that weekend. And we're going to try a whole bunch of different things, so I hope you'll be part of the conversation. I'm really going to try. I have till the end of the year to make this work financially, because as you know, I quit my job for this. And this takes a little bit of money to run, and I'm not bringing any income into the household here. I'm helping take care of my mother. But so luckily, I am living rent-free in the basement apartment they have, which is fantastic. And I don't have a lot of expenses, but I'm also not bringing any income in. So hopefully the second year, we're going to try to get sponsors out there. So anybody out there who knows of anyone that has a product, a service, or a company that would like a national platform that gets about, like I said, I was looking at the stats today, and we're getting about 10,000 plus listeners a show. So if you're looking for targeted people, about 80% LGBT community, 20% allies, so thank you all. Please let them know about the show. We have very inexpensive rates. You can go to the website, www.leftofstraight.com, and go to the contact us or the support us page, and they can download the advertising guide. It tells everything about the advertising rates and what we're trying to do. And hopefully we can bring some income into the show so I can keep going past the end of the year and start doing some of those travel plans that we talked about. So thanks again so much for your support. I'm really looking forward to the next year. As you know, we've kind of started out just with the Left of Straight show for the first half of the year, and then we added Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio on Thursdays. So proud. I brought Kevin Hogan in. Kevin was one of my guests on Left of Straight show. I originally saw him on the Ann Walker show, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to on UBN Radio, and knew I had to have him. So I wanted to do a little more serious show. He's doing great work with Healing Stigma in so many different areas, including body image, HIV, AIDS, bullying, so many things. I wanted to have him on as a co-host. So we've been doing this Thursday show since February. It's going fantastic. So that was our second show as part of Left of Straight Radio. And now we are trying our new Wednesday show, Standing on My Soapbox. I may experiment with the times on a little bit. Right now it's 5 to 6. I'm going to be having different co-hosts calling in, different celebrity friend co-hosts that want to call in and just talk for an hour. But I had a lot of people say, why don't you just have a current event show? Why don't you have a call-in show? So I really want to do that, but we have to experiment with the time that's best for each other, because this is actually 5 to 6 Eastern time. It's only 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time, so a lot of people are still working. So we may try to put it into a Saturday morning format, kind of move it over there eventually. So I'm going to really ask your input, but I'm probably going to put a poll out on the website or on social media to see when is the best day to do this. And I really want to have your input, because it'll only be a good show if you guys call in. Because like I said, listening to me talk for an hour is not going to be as much fun whatsoever. So I hope you will definitely take the time to call in, leave your opinion. Basically what the show is all about is just having a place to call in. We can talk about different issues. You can rant about things that are bugging you. I'll maybe throw a topic out every week. This week I kind of decided to talk about movie sequels because I went a week and a half ago and saw the new Independence Day movie, which was very lacking, in my opinion. Some people love it. As a movie fan, I found it quite lacking. So there's actually 12 movie sequels that are coming out in 2016. A lot of them already happened. A lot more still to go, and I really want your opinions on it. What are you going to see? What are you going to stay away from? What kind of movies do you like? So that's my topic to add to the conversation. And then I want to hear what you have to say. Talk about what's happening in your life. Talk about what's happening in your LGBT community. Talk about your favorite reality shows you're watching this summer. Talk about anything that's on your mind, either positive or negative, and a chance to really have your piece, speak your piece over the radio. So let's go ahead and see if we get a couple callers in. Again, that phone number is 347-989-0126. We're going to play a little musical break right now. Going to play a song from our good friend Karen Naomi, When You Come Around. And when we come back, we'll talk about a couple topics and hopefully have some call-ins. So you're listening to Standing on My Soapbox on Left to Straight Radio. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton, and we'll be back in just a couple of moments. And that was Tara Naomi with When You Come Around. Tara is a girlfriend, a very good friend of the show, Scott Turner Schofield. And we're hoping to have him on sometime. Hopefully have both of them on. We'll have them do a call-in rant with us because I'm sure they have lots of good things to talk about. I really need to get a co-host for this so you're not listening to me all week. So I promise after the show from here on out, I will have at least one person call in, be it a celebrity friend, being a Twitter friend or a Facebook friend or a listener to the show, we'll have someone come on to rant with me so it's not a one-sided conversation for you. But eventually, like I said, this is your show. I want you to be calling in, you guys writing the topics, you guys talking about what you want to talk about, and give yourself a chance to be on the radio, talk about what's on your mind. There's so many things going on in politics right now, obviously. So many things in LGBT rights, obviously. There's so many things going on just in general, but also positive things. Talk about what you like to do over the summer. What's one of the topics I have today is there was a list recently of the top 10 nude beaches around the world. I would love to know what your thoughts are on that. I've been to two of them on the list, and I know a couple other nice ones that I've been to too, back in my younger, thinner days, of course. But yeah, I definitely want to have you guys call in. Let's start with a couple of topics here, and we'll go to another song until we get a caller. So again, please give us a call in. The phone number is 347-989-0126. Come stand on my soapbox with me. Let's go into some LGBT things, what's going on right now in the news. It came about, I think, yesterday. The news was breaking. If you remember our good old buddy Kim Davis, she was the clerk in Kentucky that refused to do the marriage licenses because of her quote-unquote religious convictions. And that was a big hubbub last year after the marriage equality passed. Well, not only she went to jail for a couple of days for refusing to do it, the other clerks in her office said that they would end up doing it. Well, she is in trouble again now, this time with the Attorney General of the state of Kentucky. They have found her guilty of violating the state's Open Records Act. That is where you have to provide public documents to those who ask for it. She was found to violate it. I forget who was asking for it, but they were asking for records relating to the marriage equality battle. They were asking her to turn these records over for her. She refused to do so, along with her attorneys who volunteered their time for her. They're known as a hate group to begin with. But she refused to do it. It went to the Attorney General by this news agency that wanted the records. The Attorney General said, well, at least give them to me and I will read them over privately and decide if it's something that should be part of the Open Records Act. They even refused to give the records to the Attorney General of the state of Kentucky. So they have found her in contempt and guilty of violating the Open Records Act of Kentucky. It's not sure where it'll go from here. It's pretty much a legislative thing where I don't think there can be anything major except for, I don't think she can lose her job over anything. I think it's basically just a slap on the wrist, maybe a fine and something like that for the office. So we'll see what happens with that. But it's always good to have our good friend Kim Davis back in the news again. Oh, my goodness. Other things happening in LGBT news. I don't know if you're a big reality TV fan. I usually am. Honestly, since I've been watching doing this show and doing all this radio stuff for the past 6 months, I really haven't gotten to TV as much as I have. And now that it's a political season, being the political junkie that I am watching news all the time. I switch between MSNBC and CNN and Fox and try to get all the political news I can get my hands on. So I really haven't been watching much TV. Usually it's a Big Brother summer. I know they're already a couple weeks into it. Haven't seen one episode. They usually have one token LGBT person in it. I have no idea if that's the case or not this year. But America's Got Talent is on every summer. I've not watched that show all the way. I might watch the last three or four episodes at the end, but I've never kind of watched an entire season, especially from the beginning. But this year, last week, they had a fantastic performer on, a singer named Brian Justin Crum, knocked it out of the park with the performance of Somebody to Love. It was just fantastic. And I saw it on my social media feeds because I have some friends that are friends, Wes Tate on Twitter, who is Wesley Taylor from Broadway, and he tweeted it. I guess he knows Brian, and this guy used to be a Broadway performer at one time and now is left to start studying singing. And I finally got to see the video of it. Since I don't watch a show, I saw it the other day, and he does a fantastic version of Somebody to Love. Had all four of the judges on their feet. He dedicated to his mom, who's in the audience, for believing him. He was bullied as a kid. He was a young, kind of chubby, gay kid, and bullied quite a bit, and had a really hard time of it. And now he's standing on his own two feet, and he dedicated it to his mom. And, oh, my God, beautiful voice. Obviously, he had to be good to be in Broadway to begin with, but it's just amazing. He was put through to the next round, so we'll see what happens. I'll probably now follow it just to kind of follow him. But just a fantastic story of triumph, and I'm so excited for him. So if you're a reality show person, let me know if there is anyone in the Big Brother house from the community and what kind of person they are this year. Sometimes they're the good guys, sometimes they're portrayed as the bad guys. Of course, it's all editing in these reality shows and what happens. So I thought, good on him. So be on the lookout for Brian Justin Crum. Anything he gets, let's support and help him create his dream of being a solo singer on his own, because I think that's really cool. Now, also, I guess this past weekend in College Station, Texas, they had scheduled a Pride Parade, or a Pride Picnic. It's their annual picnic, and they had to cancel it this year. The event was forecast to draw at least a couple of hundred people. It's a small little town in Texas, but someone threatened it with violence, so the leaders called it off rather than risk another Texas shooting. Of course, we know about the tragedy in Orlando. It's still so fresh in our minds, but a lot of little things happen we don't hear about every day. Just in Texas alone, there was a mass shooting in Houston on July 4th, just the other day, and there were three separate mass shootings in Texas last week. Five people were killed, 14 were injured. So this is happening a lot more, and so the organizers of the College Station Pride Picnic decided to call off the event because it's a seriously thing happening in Texas right now, and after the Orlando thing, they were just a little scared. So I don't blame them, especially since they had two other non-LGBT-related shootings, mass shootings in Texas, or three other in the past week alone. I guess you have to be on the part of caution there. Give me a second here. Okay, I just got a big message on the thing. Sorry about that. Live radio. Yay. Okay. So that's kind of a sad thing for them. Also, what do I have in LGBT news? I guess last week, Christian Mingle, and you know I'm very agnostic. I'm not really atheist. I'm more agnostic and spiritual. Don't have any specific religion that I follow. But Christian Mingle, the Christian dating app, had finished a longtime lawsuit. I think it was in 2013 where they put against them. But their parent company, Spark Networks, and Christian Mingle were sued for only having explicitly heterosexual identities, so LGBT people could not be part of it. And so they announced last week that they are going to let LGBT people be on Christian Mingle. So that's going to be kind of interesting. There is a lot of self-identifying LGBT Christians out there, and more power to them. A good friend of the show, Ilio Cruz, is going to be on the show with My Left of Straight show next Monday. This is going to be one of the things that I want to talk to him about. There's a couple of things I want to talk to him about, but Ilio is a proud member of the community, a bisexual, and does such great work with religion. And I can't wait to talk about this and so many other things. But I thought that was kind of interesting. And that's the LGBT news we have. Go ahead and get into another song here, and then we'll go into the movie sequels that I talked about earlier. So I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of Preston Wiggins, Into the Unknown. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. I really hope you'll call in. We'll be here every Wednesday for now until we find a time. We may switch to a Saturday morning just so you can find a little more time to call in. But give us a call tonight if you can, 347-989-0126. You're listening to Standing on My Soapbox. I'm your host, Scott Fullerton, and this is Preston Wiggins, Into the Unknown. We'll be back in just a little bit. Tuning in to Standing on My Soapbox. Not getting all any calls. I don't know if you're shy or just not used to a new Wednesday show. It's only our second show. I did it 2 weeks ago, and last week I had to end up going out of town suddenly to my brother's house. But maybe it's just because it's a new show. But don't be afraid to call in. Won't bite. It's a real nice, friendly audience out here. And talk about anything good or bad. We'll talk you through it. I'm not going to cut you off. And the only rule is no major swearing. I'm pushing up the rating a little bit. It's usually around a PG. I'm putting it up to a PG-13, maybe an R if we need to get to it eventually, because we are allowed to rant a bit. But that's the only thing I ask, is that you try to keep swearing to a minimum. You can swear a bit. But don't be afraid to call in. Talk about what's on your mind. Come stand on my soapbox with me. talk about what you're feeling and events of the week with me. And I promise from here on out, I'm going to have a co-host, so it's not going to be having to hear all Scott all the time. So like I said, one of the things I wanted to talk about was sequels. I'm a movie fanatic. I love, of course, you know, my show is all about entertainment. And I love me some movies. I love going to the movies. I love renting movies, doing all that fun stuff. I'm kind of weird where I can only see a movie once, maybe twice. I'm not the kind of person who can see the same movie over and over and over again. But I do love me some movies and TV and all that fun stuff. So this topic came up because I went and saw Independence Day about a week and a half ago when it came out. And you know what? I love me a big blockbuster, summer blockbuster, but it's got to be even sci-fi has got to be a little bit believable. And it just was too big, too much. I didn't mind that Will Smith wasn't lead again. I understand that. I loved him. I loved Harry in the beginning, in the first one. It's just like I don't mind changing actors in a sequel. That's not as big a deal to me. It's all about the story. If I like the first one, I like the story. I want to see the story be just as good, if not better, than the first one. So as far as characters go, I love a little Jeff Goldblum. So he was still in. And Judd Hirsch, I think, is a fantastic actor who plays his dad. And he was back. And they had a gentleman playing Will Smith's son. And it was just really, I didn't have anything to do with that. But the scope of it was so huge. I mean, this ship, mothership or whatever, took over like half the ocean. It's lifting up entire cities and everyone's upside down. It was just a little over the kill. The last one, you had a lot of really cool things happening, but it wasn't overkill. And this one to me just seemed a little bit over the top. I'd love to know your opinion on that, plus all the other sequels, just to give you a look of the sequels that are happening this year. Starting in January, we had Kung Fu Panda 3, which was kind of cute, I got to say. It was pretty good. We had Ride Along 2 with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart's always funny. So that was actually pretty good, and I thought that was doing okay. They had Zoolander 2. Not as thrilled on that one. I wasn't excited about that one as the first one. But it did have the character, some continuity, everything. So it wasn't that bad. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. I have to admit, I didn't see the first one. Didn't see the second one. I like Nia Vardalos and everything. I just didn't want to see that show. Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice in March. Okay, I saw it. The previous Superman film was panned by quite a few people, and I enjoyed it. And this movie, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, was panned. So I thought, well, I'm going to enjoy it, right? Well, it was okay. It did give me everything I want. I really liked it was one of their introduction shows. So it's just, they're trying to get like the Marvel universe and really expand the DC universe and grow it. So they did introduce Aquaman a bit, introduce Cyborg, introduced, Aquaman, Cyborg. Who else is it? And now I'm forgetting characters. That's because I wasn't that excited by it, but it was a good movie overall, I thought. But it got panned pretty badly by the critics, but I thought it was a decent show. I thought it wasn't as good as I thought the original Superman was. I thought that was a good story overall, but there you go. Pee-wee's Big Holiday. You got to love Pee-wee or you hate Pee-wee. It's not really an in-between. I thought it was very cool that Joe Manganiello, who married the lovely Sofia Vergara from Modern Family, I thought he was a fun twist to it. I thought it was pretty good. If you like Pee-wee, you're going to like this movie. If you're not a Pee-wee fan, you're not going to like the movie. He has his very own special skill set of comedy, obviously. And I enjoyed that one. Divergent series, I honestly did not see. The Allegiant came out. I haven't seen it because I didn't see the first two. And I don't like to see things out of order. So eventually I will rent all of them in order. Let me know what you think of the Divergent series. I would love to know if it's going to be worth my time. I'm going to watch it no matter what, because it's just a series that I would like. But since I didn't get in on from the beginning, I'm not going to watch. I'm the same way with TV. If I don't see, I have not seen Game of Thrones yet because I missed the first season, didn't have HBO. And so I can't get into the third. I was able to get to the third season of HBO, but I can't watch it because I didn't see the first two seasons yet, and they're not all on demand. So until I get have a chance to Netflix or whatever they come in so I can see all of them from the beginning, I just can't get into the movie. So the same thing with Divergent series. I need to get the first couple ones before I see Allegiant, but I'm hoping it'll be as good as I want it to be. You guys will have to let me know on that one. The Huntsman, Winter's War. I love me a little Helmsworth. So if you like little Helmsworth, it's worth the view at least. The movie was okay, but I like me a little Liam. I got to admit, love a little Liam Helmsworth. Barbershop, The Next Cut, another sequel in April. I didn't see either of those, so I can't tell you too much about that, even though I love the people in them. X-Men Apocalypse in May. Okay, so I enjoyed this one. I loved that it had all the new mutant characters in it. I thought it was done well, and I'm a huge X-Men fan. So it did no wrong by me. I really enjoyed seeing it. I think some people weren't as happy with that one either, but I really liked X-Men. And I think Apocalypse was just fine. I like the new team with Fassbender in it and everybody. So I thought that was great. Alistair the Looking Glass, I did not see. I did see the original one. I saw that actually in the IMAX in Pittsburgh, but I did not see Through the Looking Glass, even though I like Johnny Depp and everyone that's in it. Just couldn't bring myself to see it. I had to really be in the mood for that type of a movie, and I just wasn't in it. Neighbors 2, still haven't seen. Of course, everybody loves little Zac Efron. I'm no stranger to a little Zac Efron loving, and I do like the co-star, but I just have not seen that yet. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent. Now, Captain America Civil War, I thought parts of it was fantastic and parts of it were a little slow. But it was another one where there was another Marvel trying to roll out some new characters, just like DC was trying to do in Superman versus Batman. Captain America Civil War was really trying to bring out some of their new people they have coming up with their own show. And I think standout among them all was the Black Panther. Amazingly done and performed. I thought it was a great introduction to him. I liked that Bucky's kind of a good guy again and how we found out he was a bad guy. So that was kind of fun. Very funny how I'm sure you all saw where they were trending. Cap needs a boyfriend for a while over the summer, trying to get Captain America and Bucky Barnes together for the first LGBT superhero matchup of big screen proportions. So, they interviewed Sebastian Stan, who plays Bucky in the movie, and he said he's all for it. He actually, if you like Sebastian Stan at all, he was in a political show. It was a small series on TV called Political Animals, and Sigourney Weaver played the lead, and he played her gay son. Did a great job in the role. He was a messed up drug head also, unfortunately, but he actually is just a great actor overall. And so Bucky has played gay before, and he was all open to being with Captain America in the future. Never going to happen, but I thought it was kind of amusing. So anyway, then we had Independence Day. Like I said, we had The Conjuring 2, which I do not see scary movies. I have to bring that up front. You know what it really has to do? This is going to be kind of weird and a little admission, but I don't like scary movies because they make me jump and I have to be with someone that I'm comfortable with. When I was younger, I went and saw it with my really good friend, Kelly, this guy, really good looking guy. We were both like 17. I wasn't out yet. I knew what gay was, but I didn't even say to myself that I was really out yet. But we went to see I don't remember what movie it was. It was one of the Halloween movies or something. But it made me jump, and I grabbed onto his hand and held my hand, and kind of threw my hand back at me and called me fag and kind of teased me about it afterwards. And it just, I don't know if that's really weird. I just kind of thought of that now. I've thought of it before, but it's kind of one of the reasons I've never seen it. One, I don't like to be scared in front of other people, or if I do, I want it to be around people that I can trust, because I'm going to scream like a little girl and grab onto you, and be it guy, girl, or whoever. And so I really just have not done the whole thing with scary movies. So The Conjuring 2, I'm not going to see. Now You See Me 2, I haven't seen yet. I'm going to get myself to that very soon. Just because I love Jesse Eisenberg from Facebook and from so many other things. But he's one of the leads there. And it also has Woody Harrelson, who I love. And it has Dave Franco, James Franco's brother. And I like him a lot. So I really enjoyed the first. If you didn't see the first movie, Now You See Me, it's about a bunch of musicians that pull this con. And I thought it was amazing. And Now You See Me 2 is probably the same. Penn Jillette is one of the advisors on it. I think he's a great comedian. And it's one of those that kind of show you how the trick is done. A lot of people don't like that. But I like that it's shown the background of it, the mechanics of it. And I thought that was kind of cool. So that was, I haven't seen that yet, but I'm going to see that. That's been out for a little bit now. And then we had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sequel. Have not seen it yet. I'm not a big Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fan, to be honest with you. I am a huge Stephen Amell fan. As you know, Stephen Amell plays Arrow on the CW series. He is the Green Arrow. And I think he is just the coolest cat around. He is so good to his LGBT fans. He plays the character spot on. He's just a cool person on social media. He's like the kind of guy you want to be best friends with. So I have not seen Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I probably would not. If I did, it would just be to see Stephen Amell in it, to be honest with you. Coming out real soon, though, we have a couple ones that I'm definitely going to see. We have Jason Bourne, a new Jason Bourne movie coming out in July. I'm going to see that. I love myself a little Jason Bourne, even when, what's his face, did it? The other guy who played Hawkeye in the Avengers movie. I thought that was good. Ice Age Collision Course comes out in July. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not going to see that. Star Trek Beyond, huge, huge fan. I'm going to go see that, of course, with the new characters. And of course, Zachary Quinto playing Spock, part of the LGBT community. Ghostbusters, I love me a little Melissa McCarthy, so I will definitely go see that. The Purge just came out. I did not see that. I did see a funny story. Justin Martindale, a great comic who's been on the Left of Straight show with me, he had a couple little girl celebrities in front of him that he scared the heck out of and kind of shamed them into stop using the phone on him. Kind of a funny story on social media the other day. But we have that going on. There's a new Bridget Jones movie coming out in September I have no desire to see. We have a new Ouija board, which I'm not going to see. Like I said, I don't see the scary movies. Jack Reacher. That's from a book, and I haven't seen the first one, to be honest with that one. That's October. And in November, we have Bad Santa 2. The first one is pretty darn funny, so I will probably see a set Bad Santa 2. But that's my rant. That's what's happening in sequels this year. We're going to take another break. We only have about 15 minutes left here. I hope you will give us a call in. Don't be shy. The number is 347-989-0126. If I haven't put you to sleep yet, you are listening to Standing on My Soapbox with your host here, Scott Fullerton. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. We're going to play a song from Matt Van Fossen. We have an interesting story to talk about here. This is Where Are You Going to Run To Now?
Sun coming up, West Virginia Highway. Just couldn't sleep in the bed that you made. Where you gonna run to now? Where you gonna run to now? Radio on, coffee black in your cup. Don't know where you're going, only know you can't stop. Where you gonna run to now?
out the homes you offer in the love fading in your rear view. We're gonna run to now. We're gonna run to now. Tomorrow coming fast over the horizon. Jesus on the dash, devil riding shotgun. We're gonna run to now. We're gonna run to now. When you run out of road, run out of reasons, run out of luck and life to believe in, where you gonna run to? Run into fast, the past far behind you. Run into fast, the future can't find you. Where you gonna run to when you run out?
That was Matt Von Fossen with Where Are You Gonna Run To Now? If you didn't listen to Matt's interview, I hope you'll go back and listen to it just a couple of weeks ago. Go to the Left of Straight website, www.leftofstraight.com. That's LEFTOFSTR and the number 8.com. Matt is a rising young country star. Great size. You can hear he's pretty good country. He does it very well. Been singing for a long time. He actually, I think, came out on my show. He's never publicly declared his sexuality in an interview before. He played at Pride Festival in Pittsburgh this past year and getting ready to play a couple more events for the LGBTQ community. But I think this is the first time that he's really come out in the press, and I was so honored to have him on. He was very honest. He has a new boyfriend, and he feels really loved for the first time. He's kind of in a weird relationship for a while, and I'm just so proud of Matt for living his true self, and he's such a talented musician, and it's going to be kind of exciting. I mean, we just had, if you watch social media, and I'm sure you're all big Steve Grand fans, as am I, Steve Grand celebrated this weekend the third-year anniversary of American Boy coming out, where he was lauded as the first big gay country music star. And it was a huge event for him, but he kept trying to follow it up saying, well, I'm not really a gay country western star. I'm not really a country western star. I like pop music. I like all sorts of different kind of music. And I do have some songs that have a country twinge to them, but that's not really how I want to describe myself. And he's gone on to some great things. I think Steve Grand's fantastic. I enjoy all of his music, and I think he's really opened up to the press a lot. He's got himself in hot water for saying things that I don't think he should have gotten hot water for. I think he's just being a young and upcoming singer who just is kind of living his life the way he feels and shouldn't have to answer to anybody. And he gets in trouble for whether he is wearing too much clothes, wearing too little clothes, using the sex appeal. Dude, both use your sex appeal when you're in the entertainment business. That's part of the, if you got it, flaunt it. But Matt Von Fossen is the real deal. He is a country western bona fide singer. That's what he likes to do. That's what he does. It's his wheelhouse. He is not your pinup boy. He's a bear like me. He's great, a nice fuzzy beard, good looking man. And he's really needs to be celebrated. So I hope you will listen to his music and support him. He has a new album coming out very soon now. But go back and listen to that show. It was just a couple weeks ago. He was on the Left of Straight show. So go to www.leftofstraight.com and give him a listen. And congratulations to Steve Grand for 3 years of being one of the most highly recognized out male singers. If you got to think about it, Shelley Wright was only the first big one that did it before him. There were more, obviously, but it was after him that we had Eli Lieb and we had Billy Gilman and other singers come out. So just big props to Steve Grand, but I hope you really go listen to Matt Van Fossen as well. So what are we going to finish up with today? Got a couple things here. Oh, I promise you we'll talk about nude beaches. If you've never been to a nude beach, you have to do it at least once in your lifetime. It's definitely a sight to be seen, literally and figuratively. Very interesting. I read Queerty on occasion, the blog, and they had a list recently of the 10 best nude beaches in the world. And I have to say that I've been to two of them, believe it or not. They have Obelisk Beach in Mosman, Australia. Never been there. They have Playa de las Balmas in Sitges, and I have no idea where Sitges really is. Sitges, S-I-T-G-E-S. I have no idea where that's at, people. You got to help me on that one. There's Black's Beach in San Diego. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, that was my very first one I've ever been to. Black's Beach in San Diego. A lot of fun. I used to love going to San Diego. As you know, I was born and raised in Southern California. And that one is, it can be pretty busy, but it's also pretty secluded. And it's a fun place to go. Everyone's known about it forever. But it's there. There's Hall Lover Beach in Miami. Never been there. Baker Beach in San Francisco. Never been there. Hanlon's Point in Toronto. Never been there. Little Beach in Hawaii. I've been to that one. Ding, 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 number two. That's my two out of my ten I've been to. It's right below Diamond Head. It's got a little lighthouse by it. It's really a remote strip of beach, and I think it's really cool. It's small. It's only like 650 feet or something. It's not a very big beach at all, but it's very cool. Then there's Wreck Beach in Vancouver. Okay, this is a place where I would want to go, and let me tell you why. Vancouver, Canada is one of the places I want to visit because that's where all of the CW shows are being filmed along with a lot of the films. And you know, I'm a huge fan of Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, all of those. So I really want to go to the one in Vancouver because I know it'll never happen, but you never know. I may see John Barrowman from Arrow there sometime. I may see Grant Gust from Flash there sometime. Because these nude beaches are usually for guys and girls. So you never, and I may even see Stephen Amell there. You never know. But I love all these. There's so many great films or shows that are filmed in Vancouver. I would like to go to that one just for the heck of it. Colton Haynes was there filming Arrow. Who knows who you can run into? But I digress. Let me get back to the list here. I can't pronounce this one. Praia de Obrico in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. That could be very interesting for the Olympics. And Gunnison Beach in Sandy Hook, New Jersey was the last one on the list. So very interesting list there. Rio de Janeiro reminds me, a good friend of mine, Paul Ruggieri, good social media friend of mine, Paul Ruggieri, as an Olympic hopeful. He was on the radio show. Go back, I think it was in March was his interview. Go back to Left of Straight Show in March. The guy is just a phenomenal athlete. He has been at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado for gymnastics for the past jillion years, it seems, and was supposed to try it out for the Olympics and barely missed the Olympic cut 4 years ago. Looks so promising to go to the Olympics this year. and didn't make the Olympic cut again this year. So it was so depressing for me because I just love this guy. I love his career. He was great to come on my show. So talented, not just in gymnastics, but he's a fantastic artist and a fantastic photographer, a great family guy. I mean, just following him on social media, you can just tell how much he loves his family. And I was so devastated that he didn't make the Rio Olympic team. But I'm hearing so much bad stuff about the Olympics in Rio that even from the governor that's here right now, says they don't know if they're going to be ready or not, and the Zika virus and all the other stuff, I'm kind of happy he's not going, to tell you the truth. I really wish he would be there to compete, but I'm glad he's not going to Rio. So just a side note, took a little side trip there. We'll come back here and we'll gather the wagons, get back where we were. So anyway, nude beaches. If you haven't been to one, go there. I'll give you a couple that wasn't on the list that I've been to that I think are really cool. There's one called Boonie Dune Beach up right above Santa Cruz, California. It's my absolute favorite. You have to climb up this big sand dune along the road. You park along the road, and there's a huge sand dune along the road, and you have to climb over the sand dune probably at least 25 feet high. And it's like a good – it's not straight up, so you can kind of climb the sand dune and go down. But as you go down, you walk into the most beautiful cove you've ever seen, and it looks like the ending scene of Free Willy when you see out there and you see the rocks out around there and it forms a nice cove where Free Willy comes into. Well, this is Boonie Dune Nude Beach right above Santa Cruz, California. I think it's a great place to go. There's also in San Luis Obispo one, and another one I really enjoy, halfway between Monterey and Big Sur on the California coast. So those are my California adventures when I was a younger lad with a younger body. But you need to go at least one time just to say that you've done it. So that's about it, guys. We're at the end of the show. I don't think there's too much. I didn't hit on politics. I could hit. There's a lot going on in politics right now. There's a lot of strong opinions in politics. It's you're really for someone, you're really against someone, and there's a lot of things out there. So I will leave that lay for now. We'll maybe bring that up next week. But thanks so much for listening. If you're not listening live, hopefully you're listening after the fact. Don't be afraid to call in. If you're driving home, you don't need to have the show up. Just call 347-989-0126 from your phone. You will hear the show in the background. You don't have to be near a computer. That way you can play with us live. It's 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific time, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern time. Look for my poll on social media. We may switch this to a Saturday so we can get more involvement because I really want to make the show all about you. But, hey, thanks so much for listening to this. If you're listening to the podcast version of it, it's something I really want to do. I promise to have guests from here on out so it's not just me speaking the entire time. But we'll talk about current events of the past week, and I'll give you a subject to talk about it each week, and I promise to get a new fun little intro song for it and everything. But guys, thanks so much. I appreciate you tuning in. Tomorrow night we have Healing Stigma on Left of Straight Radio at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. It'll be Kevin Hogan and myself. We're supposed to have the Groovalatos on, but they may have an issue today. We're going to find out in a little bit. If not, it'll just be Kevin and I talking, kind of like this, but I'll have a co-host. It'll be nice. But that's on tomorrow. And then next week we have Cruz, a couple of podcasters from the Podcast Awards coming on. Give me some great shows next week. Thanks for listening in. You've been listening to Standing on My Soapbox. I hope you'll join us next week and stand on my soapbox with me. We're going to finish a show tonight with one of my good friends that I play a lot on the Left of Straight show. This is Trevor Page with Warrior. You guys have a great rest of the week. We'll see you next Wednesday.
And you tell me, is this what you believe? Into the depths of darkness, as dark as it can be, I will hold you tight and we will rise up with the sun. With my hand in yours, companion, we'll Can't you see it? The beauty. I'll keep trying to open up your eyes, and I won't concede. I will put on my armor, and I will stand up strong. There's nothing that I wouldn't do. I'll always fight for you. So if you stand with me, and know it's worth everything, this is worth everything.
There's only so much time and something.